Shalom aleichem, everybody. My name is Ishai Lister. Thank you very much for having me again. Today's topic, if you haven't guessed already, is about hats. The halachas nogea to the various hats that I've brought in. And it should be with a lot of hats halacha. These halachas span the whole of Shulchan Aruch, and they're very nogea every day. Yitz Hashem will go through. I'm going to go through what I thought was kaseidah Shulchan Aruch. And Yitz Hashem, I picked out what I felt were the more pressing problems. And Yitz Hashem, everybody should walk out having learned something new from this shit. Here we go. Starting from the beginning, in Simon base, there's an issa to put on. Well, not an issa. It's kosher. Some people say it is an issa. It makes you forget your learning, which some say is a lot. I'll say the raisa. To put on two items of clothing at once, the Mishnah Berurah in Simon base, the Sifkot and base, says is kosher l'shichicha, makes you forget your learning. This is particularly in a girl with hats. I was once at a wedding, somebody's hat and couple got knocked off. And instead of putting them on at the same time, he put his couple on and then he put his hat on. Most people, what I've seen people doing is the hat gets knocked off with their couple, they take their couple inside their hat and put both on at the same time. Mishnah Berurah says that is kosher l'shichicha. Rav Chaim Falaji brought in the Kav Chaim, talks about this very issue, putting your couple and hat on at the same time. If your hat and couple gets blown off, what you should do is not put them on at the same time, take your couple out, put it on, and only then put your hat on, and then you would have avoided this problem. Another halacha nogea to putting on hats, putting on two hats, not a couple. Couple's not a hat, couple's considered a beggar in the postgame. Putting on two hats at the same time, in any time frame, any time whatsoever, is considered also kosher l'shichicha. That's also brought in the Mishnah Berurah there. There's halacha going into the bathroom. Some people, they have hats that they only wear during davening and learning. I know my uncle, he has a work hat and he has a davening hat. The Shulchan Aruch and some test said you should have the godin yuchud for tefillah. If you have such a beged, which is a hat which you only wear for davening, which is set aside for davening and learning, then the Sefer Hasidim and Tov Shin Ayin Hei brings down, you shouldn't wear your hat in the bathroom. It has a similar din to that of a kittel. You only use it for this beged tefillah. It's like a talis. You shouldn't wear your hat into the bathroom. Now, before we meet, well, this is what everybody said you're going to talk about. What about wearing a hat during davening? Do you have to wear a hat during davening? The Mishnah Berurah says, Bismaneinu, at the times of the Mishnah Berurah, that they used to walk around wearing hats in Siddur Tzadi Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, at a time where everybody in the street used to walk around wearing hats, you should daven with a hat. Is that really out there nowadays? So this is Siddur Tzadi Aleph, Sif Hei. Mishnah Berurah writes there, Bismaneinu, Bimkomeinu, as the derech to walk around and to appear in front of Sorim and Anoshim Chashuvim wearing a hat. You should not do less than that in front of Hashem when you stand in front of Hashem letfilah. People point out, Bismaneinu, Mishnah Berurah says, Bimkomeinu, what about nowadays, modern day Manchester, modern day London, modern day America? Nobody wears hats in the street. It's considered weird and bizarre. I get strange looks whenever I leave the Jewish area. What's this man dressed in man in black? So, when people ask me this question, I say you should look at the next sif. The next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Aleph reads, Derech Tamidei Chachomim, the Tamideihem, Lehispalel Ba'atifa. You should have it wrapped up. What does it mean wrapped up? So, again, you see the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, by Hilchos Berakos HaMazon, which is going to come on to very soon, says that means wearing a hat and a jacket, a Beged Elyon. So, Atifa is a Derech of Tamidim. Of Tamidei Chachamim, the Tamideihem, Lehispalel, the Atifa. Now, what happens if I'm not a Talmid Chacham and I'm not the Talmid of a Talmid Chacham? So the Kaf HaChayim writes in Sifkot and Chofvot on that Sif, says that which the Shulchan Aruch says that's the Derech of Tamidei Chachamim, the Tamideihem, that's just the Loshen HaGemorah. But really, the Kaf HaChayim says it applies to everybody. Everybody, even though Bismaneinu, Bimkomeinu, we don't walk around wearing hats, that's a derech eretz dikah thing. But derech lehistalel, the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know if it's a chiyuv, but the derech, the correct way to daven, I don't know if it's an issa to daven without a hat, but the correct way to daven, the Kaf HaChayim and Sifkot and Chofvot says, for everybody, is to daven wearing ba'atifa. What's ba'atifa? A good example of how to be wrapped up. The Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Pei Gimel, I think Sifkot and Gimel, says with a hat and a beged elyon.
Not short sleeves.
I want to focus specifically on the head area today. I've only brought in a mannequin of a head, so I'm going to be focusing, hopefully, mainly, specifically on, I don't want to talk about, there's a lot to get through. I'm not going to be able, I don't know if I'm going to get through everything. There's a lot to get through, let's see what we can do. So what sort of hat should you be wearing? You should be wearing a respectable hat. So wearing something like this might not quite cut the mustard, as it were. However, the Sheikh Halevi points out that there's such a day called Purim. So on Purim, it is the derech to wear hats like this, and it is the derech to appear in front of Anoshim Chashubim. And even if it's not Purim for you, let's say you live in Yerushalayim and you celebrate Purim a day later, and you go to Ramat Beit Shemesh, where they celebrate Purim a day earlier, and it's not Purim for you, even so, in that place, in that time, that's where these people appear in front of Hashem, like this. This is how people would appear in front of, let's say, Netanyahu, or Rishi Sunak, or Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Lahavdil, that they would appear wearing something like this. And I've seen people in Rav Chaim's house, in his study, dressed in all sorts of funny attire on Purim. So it would, Lachar, says the Sheikh Ali, so long as you're covered properly, and it doesn't distract you or other mispalalim that you're dressed in such a funny way, and you don't play with your costume, and other people aren't playing with their costumes, it's mutter to daven on Purim wearing a funny hat. So you can daven mincha and marid dressed like this.
In the desert, you'd be able to wear that.
If you're working, this hard hat belongs to one of my very good friends. He's a mechanical engineer, and if he was working in the train line, sometimes he works there the whole night long, and he hasn't done a marid. In the place of the train line, it's obviously better to leave, put on proper clothes. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik says it's not right to daven in work clothes. But let's say he can't get out of it, it would be okay, and it's lechachila for him to daven wearing this, because that's in that place, in that time. That's how, if Rav Chaim were to come onto the train lines or stop his train and he would go and say hello and get a bracha, he would not be embarrassed to be wearing this, because this is the correct thing to be wearing at that time. And other rabbis actually being mekayim mitzvah, Rav Chaim would congratulate him on being mekayim the mitzvah of Mishmartem Ma'odis Nafshei Sefer.
Yes. Very short. The Baba Rebbe saw a man in the street going into shul, because Dan Mincha, and he had his work clothes on, dirty work clothes. He had his kapata, the Rebbe shouldn't see him. And the Rebbe said, don't be ashamed. Just the Heilige Begodin, the Kim Daven, Mitten, and Arbis, Aloy, Sinishes, the Benget, Kashubi.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
My son, I just saw that.
Let's say somebody who doesn't wear a hat, and he would feel comfortable going to Buckingham Palace or Rav Chaim Kanievsky Lahavdil again, or he would go to Rav Galai not wearing a hat. Then the poskim say ein bi'odeinu limchais. It's not. They don't commend. They don't say it's the right thing to do. But they say it's not. We can't be meicher. The beikadin. They don't go. They would appear. I don't know if everybody wants. It's not awesome to wear a hat, says the Kaf HaChaim. It's only the derech, says the Shulchan Aruch. So ein bi'odeinu limchais. This is the Shulchan Aruch Yitzchok says this. Now for Shliach Tzibah, he's got a bit more of a chomadin. He's got kavod tzibah motel on him. He's got on his shoulders. He has to respect the tzibah. So the Ordet Tzion says, so long as he's got a very big kapel which covers Rov Roshai, he can get an aliyah the Torah, he can be a Shliach Tzibah. If the tzibah is not makbid, then they should wear hats. In a place where, like Machzik Hadas, for example, where they're makbid to wear hats, then the Shliach Tzibah should not be somebody who gets an aliyah the Torah should borrow a hat or put something else on, something respectable. The Divrei Yitziv says, Bizmanenu, Bimkomenu, he talks about what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, really, the Yiddish Mahalach is to wear a hat. That which people don't, he said something very strong. He said, that's the Minhag Shaitim, and Minhag Shaitim, Ein Mashfiya Aleinu. We should go with a hat, You shouldn't walk in the street with a hat. And one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Meir, Nachman Lebovitz, I was zeicher to be in his chumash there, and he said that when he sees Bnei Torah in the streets without hats, he said it's not nice. He said something also very strong. He says it is very hot in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, when the behemah gets hot, he takes off its clothes. But Ben Torah is not a behemah. He should be dressed in his big dikah, and not his mameches kohenim. He shouldn't go around without his. The Aaron HaKohen, when he was hot, he took off his misnefes, he took off his sitz, he took off his big dikah. No, forget. He kept them on, made sure to keep them on, no matter what camp. So this says the reitziv, bimkomenu bismanenu. It is the derech to wear a hat, even if people don't. They're just strange people. You don't. They're not mashpia.
It's a shul nigros Moshe, but if you can wear a yam, does it matter?
Yes. So as you've seen, posting that had disagreed with this, but Ben Tzion Avoshol said before, you can even be a shliach tzibah without a hat. But this is a shita which says it is mismaninu bimkomenu. It is the derech to wear a hat, and you should wear a hat. Another thing we said that somebody who doesn't control is doing that, the Shulchan Aruch considers somebody who has siftalad, I've written this a lot already. He says that somebody who doesn't control is doing that to a kohen, and we just be something gosh. If a kohen wears a hat, we should also wear hats. The post say, just like the kohen wears a mitznefes, a special turban, we should also dress with a hat. It's in Hilchos Shmona Esrei. So after Pentes and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shmona Esrei, it's in Siman Sadi Aleph. Let's go to Siman Ches. Siman Ches says you should wear talis for davening. You should have a double head covering. The talis says it's in case your talis slips off, you at least have a couple on your head, and you have your head covered at least a little bit. Other posts can say that the reason you should have a double head covering is because it leads to more yiras shomayim, and you should have your head double covered the whole davening. So that's not just from an essay, that's from the start to the finish. As far as I know, this is still considered one beggar. The horaya, you can put your kapel on in the morning, and it's not considered putting on two begodim at the same time, which would be kosher neshichacha. So either way, let's say your kapel's two begodim, so you can daven in it, but let's say it's two begodim, you can't put it on. So I'm going to take on the kula that it's not considered two begodim, and you can put your kapels on every morning.
This is only two coverings.
There's only one hat, and it's definitely not the outer hat that the Mishnah Berurah talks about. This money that we should be wearing. Tfilah b'tzibah. Let's say you don't have your hat with you, and there's the last minion in town. If it's the first minion in town, you can catch another one. All the posts can say, if you normally wear a hat, don't daven, get your hat, come back to shul, daven another time. There's a minion over here every 20 minutes. Let's say you're holding at the last mincha, just before shkia, just after shkia, and you don't have your hat and jacket with you. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, daven anyway, what can you do? Tefillah b'tzibah is more important. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, don't daven b'yechidus with your hat and jacket. Go home, get your hat and jacket. Shkia is about to come, daven in your room, daven wherever you want to. Is more important. Says Rav Chaim, but I'm not going to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Chaim. Again, if there's more minyanim in town, they both say go get your hat and jacket. If it's the last minyan in town, Rav Shlomo Zalman says daven with a minyan without your hat and jacket. Rav Chaim says daven be yechidus with your hat and jacket. If you're not going to be able to get your hat and jacket anyway, you might as well daven with a minyan. But if you can get home and get daven be yechidus with your hat and jacket, or daven with a minyan, says Rav Chaim, go home.
Or keep a hat in your car.
Or keep a hat in your car, yes. Now, moving on. Chelek based in Shulchan Aruch and of Rav Chaim. Tilas Yodayim. Can you use your hat for the Tilas Yodayim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you can't. But why can't you? Because it's not a plea which was made to be mekabel mayim. I've got over a derochin hat. This is what people wear when they're traveling. Can you use this for netilas yodayim? So says the Shulchan Aruch, because b'shas hadchat, people do use it to wash their hands. They do use it to drink from. They do use it to wash themselves. They do use it like a plea. You can use it for netilas yodayim. You should. Mishnah Berurah says you should not make a brocha because, again, it's not a plea which was made to be mekabel mayim lechatchila. So it's not used, not to be used for netilas yodayim. So Shulchan Aruch says you can use it, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should not make a bracha on the netila. Now, moving on throughout the siddur, let's say now you want to be machmir that Arizal about to say to put on your hat for zmiras and to put your hat on when you eat. What happens? Start from the beginning. Siman dalad, sif yudches. The Shulchan Aruch goes through a few things which make you chayav netilas yodayim, not even during a meal, whenever. One of the examples given is when you scratch your hair in a mokum mechusa. Under your kapel, you scratch your hair, and you have to wash hands. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Samach Daled, if you touch a mokum mechusa during your meal, you scratch your head, you have to wash again with a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, you only make a bracha if it's a mokum mechusa in Gansa, because it's a bit of a machlekes poskim, or if you're maftik from the city of Hesach Hadas, a few other things. What happens? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you scratch your head, and Ve'eh Halacha points out, you scratch your hair, you have to wash your hands. Okay, so the inside of your average hat usually sits on your hair and it gets very sweaty. So if you touch the inside of your hat, the Ve'eh Halacha says it's a tzorech iyun if you need to wash your hands again. During your meal, you might have to, what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah would say, you have to wash again with a bracha. If you're learning, you have to be very careful. If you're davening, you have to be very careful. You're not to touch the inside of your hat. Also for a lady, she wants to scratch her head under her snood or her shaitel, the chora also fits in this category. She should not do it during the meal, and if she does, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a tzorachin, she should not in lezoha, not to touch it, and if she does touch it, then it's a tzorachin, and she has to wash her hands again during the meal, also during davening, also during learning. Any time you want to make a bracha, you scratch your head, you touch the inside of your hat, tzorachin, if you have to wash again. That's the Be'er Halacha and Siman Kuf Samach Daled. Now, moving on to Birkas HaMazon, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Mogen Avram in Sif Kotan Yud Aleph. They need to wear a hat and also a Beged El Yoin. The whole Zeh is included in the Ittuf, which is Ne'ma in the Gemara in regards to a Kois Shal Bracha. So if you're benching on a Kois Shal Bracha, Mogen Avram says you should have a hat and a Beged El Yoin, a jacket. Rav Scheinberg says also a nice fancy jumper, sweater, a respectable jumper is also good enough. And Rav Chaim was make of this, he used to pay, I saw pictures of him with a very nice jumper on. The Orach HaShulchan says, the Magen Avraham says, this is Gifral HaItur HaNela B'Kos Shal Bracha. So you only need to wear a hat and jacket when you're making Birkas HaMazon with a Kos Shal Bracha. So if you're not wearing, if you're not making Kos Shal Bracha, you're not benching by yourself, you don't need a hat and jacket. I heard the tattoo from over there. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Ur Litzion says, Kolzman, you need to wear a hat and jacket. It's doimet to Shmoneh Esrei. It's just the Shmoneh Esrei sitting down. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should wear a hat and jacket. Should be respectable. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, the ikka paid off is by a hat, specifically, not necessarily by a jacket, but the minhag ha'oilam is to wear a jacket. So if you can't find a jacket, at least put on your hat. Now, what about Al HaMichya? There's a machlekes poskim if this is the raisa as well. The spike on Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked me very much to wear a hat. But I saw a picture of Chaim only wearing a hat, so not a jacket. So he himself is very makel. He only with ikka kapedos by a hat, at least by Al HaMichya. Rav Shlomo Zalman Rav Scheinberg says you don't need to. It's a lovely thing to do, but you don't need to. They don't see an Indian in it. Now moving on to Shabbos, we mentioned before that there's an Arizal who says you should wear your hat. We're going to go through everything again after the Chazara, so everybody will get everything. What happens if you wear a hat during Zmiras, during B'Shas Achilo? There's an idea you should have your hat and jacket on Ba'atifa. It's a dogma of Tefillah, davening to Hashem. You should have your hat and jacket on. Again, we mentioned before that Rizan Simches with the talis. He says that at least the Yer Shemayim to have your talis on your head. The idea of Ba'atifa, the Rizan seems to say, brings Yer Shemayim. Now, Chutzah is a massive sugya. Let's start off. Wearing a hat like this that doesn't fit so well on your head, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have a string underneath it to keep it under your chin, otherwise it might blow off and you might come to carry it. The Mishnah Berurah says that's only if you're not wearing a couple underneath, because we're not scared you're going to go with Begilai Rosh, we're not scared you're going to go like this. We assume that you won't go Daladamas for Shisha Rabbim without having your head covered. So you'll probably put it on. But for us, that we knew normally wear a couple underneath, we lechayra should have a string under our hats.
Isn't that so
what's pshat?
Is that Ohel?
I'm coming on to Ohel after this. Well, my hat doesn't have a string, and I don't think yours does either. So what's pshat? It's mutter for us to wear that. So Rav Eliyoshiv straight away says, for this, I might not be invited back here for this, we can rely on the Eruv. We don't have to walk around with strings on our hats. Let's say we do carry it, okay? On the slim chance that we do carry it, don't put it straight back on our heads, and you're not such a Yiras Shemayim that you won't go down Zamas without a double head covering, we will rely on the Eruv for that, so you don't have to worry. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if you can put your head in it, and it's Hodik Heitev, then that's also good enough. The Ruach, the missing credit says, as long as the Ruach Matsuya won't take it off your head.
A straw hat, if there's no Eruv, you can't wear that on Shabbos.
Why not? Why is there a difference in just with an Eruv, no Eruv that I have? Why can't I carry it? So it's
a tunic, the hats were completely different.
Okay,
years gone by.
I'm going to carry on. All these points will be addressed in your session. I'm going to talk about this. Next page. So we can rely on what Aram said, everybody else says. What said Gebdev, how tight it needs to be. So Rav Nissen Karelit says it needs to be as tight, so tight that if you go out in the normal wind, you won't pick it off your head. If it's a very windy day, Rav Nissen Karelit says you have to get it tighter and tighter and tighter. In order that it won't blow off your head easily. The Sheikh Halevi said, let's say disaster strikes and it does fall off your head and you don't hold up the Eruv, can you put it on? He says, yes, be careful not to walk down. I must take it off the floor, put it on your head. That's very simple. Now let's get to a very difficult Shaila. Most people don't even know it's a Shaila. This is a really difficult question. Let's say your hat blows off and lands on a car. A car is dalet by dalet tefachim. It's quite high off the ground, which makes every single car, I went around with my tape measurer, and I measured my car, it's definitely more than dalet tefachim, which makes every car a reshus hayochid. If you're standing on the pavement, that's reshus harabim. How do you get your hat off the car on Shabbos?
Is it Eruv?
If you don't hold up the Eruv.
You bend over.
I thought maybe you ask a goy. You can't ask a goy to do the malacha for you, but you tell the goy, I can't reach my hat. But then I thought the goy would just say, why not? And he'll run away. You're crazy. So the Nesivas Shabbos says in Siman Shin Mem, Shulchan Aruch talks about if you're standing in a Rishus Harabim, and you want to move things around in a Rishus Hayochid, or vice versa, you're standing in a Rishus Hayochid, let's say I'm in a Rishus Harabim now, this is a Rishus Hayochid, I'm right down the talking, and I want to move the tape measure from here to here. It says the Shulchan Aruch completely mutter. Let's say I want to add a cup of water over here, and I want to drink from it. How do I do that? So the Shulchan Aruch says what you have to do is scared of him to bring it towards you, unless your head and most of your body is over the Rishus Hayochid. So you put your head and most of your body over the Rishus Hayochid and drink. Says the Nesivas Shabbos, we have our answer for getting a hat off the car. What you have to do is put your head and most of your body over the roof of the car, put the hat on, and wear it out of the Rishus Hayochid onto the Rishus Harabim. Now,
how much is most of your body? Your waist?
Rosh of a Rabbi. Iron shop, put both legs in. Now someone lift you up. Now, what happens? The car shakes. When you jump on it, the car tends to shake. Is this a problem of mukta? So if it's over the bonnet, it's very easy. Put your head and show most of your body over the bonnet like this. Put the hat on and wear it off. What happens if your hat falls on the upper part of a car or if it's on a lorry? How do you get it off? Can you climb onto the lorry? You're going to shake the lorry. Can you climb up to get it off? So this is not my question. This is the Magen Avraham and Be'alach of a big machlokes in Siman Reish Samachay. How much time do I have left? So I have a big machlokes about a candle which is hanging from the ceiling. And I want to touch it. Can I touch it? Says the Ramah, you can't. Why can't you? Because it's hanging from a chain, and if you touch it, it will move it, and if you move it, it will make the candle burn brighter. Says the Ramah, Mokhan Ramah is crazy. What happened to Mukta? You move the candle. Why are you telling me it's a problem of Mabe and Kibbo? What happened to moving the candle? The candle's Mukta, I can't touch it. How can I touch it? So says Mokhan Ramah, it must be that there's something Mukta hanging on the candle as well, and you want to take that mutter thing, and it's considered that which the candle moves, it's tiltol min hatzad, and it's mutter letzorech dover hamutter. So you can take that thing. The candle, again, is a problem with mutter to move the candle. Why is it not a problem with mutter? Because you want to take something mutter off the candle, and that's tiltol min hatzad, letzorech dover hamutter, and mutter. Says the Be'er Halacha, he's not having any of it. The candle is hanging. I looked at the Makor of the Ramah, it's in the Orzaruah, the Be'er Halacha, right? And the Orzaruah's mashma, even without anything on, just to move the mukta, to shake it on its spot, to make it rotate like this. I'm not moving it, it's just moving back and forth. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's considered tiltol min hatzad, and it's mutter letzorech dover hamutter, so you can climb onto the car, as long as it doesn't start rolling down the hill, you can climb onto the car, and you can put your hat on, and you can then walk away victorious with your hat. And now, on to something which was very popular before. Can I wear this on Shabbos, even in my house? Is it a problem of Oihel? There's an issa to create a canopy on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says, no mechitzas. Amazing. Shin Aleph, Sif Mem, no mechitzas. So what's the problem here? The problem is, even if there's no mechitzas, if you're meshamish ba'avir tachtov, it's still a problem. It's called an Oihel Arai. The Mishnah Berurah says this, three headers. Number one, is not hard. Something which is hard, like this, eino nichpof, it doesn't fold, is considered an oihel. This is very foldy. Mishnah Berurah, we have one heter from Mishnah Berurah, only applies if it's hard. Second heter from Mishnah Berurah is only if you're mechaven letzel. Something like this, I'm not mechaven letzel, I'm just wearing it for religious purposes. Zohariah, I wear it in all weathers, rain, shine, wind. In which case, it's not such an issue of oihel. Third heter, Rashi, and the Mishnah Berurah says you're only allowed to be makel on this in a place where in a place where there's no hate to be makel is there's no oihel with hat. That's Shittas Rashi, no oihel with hat. Says Mishra only in a place where there's no hate to be makel. Now,
that's made for the sun, anyway.
This is made for the sun, but because it's floppy, the Mishnah Berurah says it's like a three heterium. Floppy, it has to be kavon al hogain, you have to be using the avi taftos basically, and it also is a hat. In which case, Rashi says, do you have to have all three? Says the poskim, do you have to have all three? Very good question. Now I'm going to put up another hat, which I left at home, it's not in the box. But let's say I had a hat which was a bit bigger than this. This is, let's say, 7-inch brim. My Shabbos hat is exactly 9.6 centimeters. Now, 9.6 centimeters is a chazan-ish tefach. Says Rav Nissim Kurelitz, do you know what the ikka het of the Mishnah Berurah is? That is not hard. Our hats are quite hard. In which case, he says you can be makel, that is maybe it's not hard, so you can use the biggest tefach possible. He says you should not wear a Shabbos hat, which is 9.6 centimeters, because that's a chazan-ish tefach, and the ikka het of the Mishnah Berurah is that's not hard, and this might be hard. So what do I do on Shabbos? I wear my hat with the hat brim bent upwards. I went around with my tape measure and I measured the curvature of my Shabbos hat, takes it to just below 9.6 centimeters. So I wear it bent up like this. Or you can wear it like this, in which case you don't have a tefach in front of you or tefach behind, in which case that's also okay. Rav Eliashiv says this is an issue. Why? Because the main heter of the Mishnah Berurah is not that it's hard. The ikka heter of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's not kavon al-hishtamish abit tachtov. It's not using it itself. And a hat like this is definitely kavanah letzel. I don't know why else anybody would wear a hat like this. Okay, so now I'm gonna have to do a chazorah because I might come back for part two if I'm allowed. I don't know. I can carry on.
Yeah.
Few minutes. Okay. Let me know when I should start the chazorah. So we have the machlokas from Nissim Kurelitz. He says the ikka heta is that's not hard. Big hats are a problem. But the Yosha says the ikka heta is that it's not kavanah letzel. So a summer wearer would be a problem. Our Shabbos hats would not be a problem. If you to ask each one, can I wear either hat? They'll say I allow it, but Rabbi Yosha doesn't. Or Rabbi Yosha would say I allow it, but Rabbi Nissim Kurelitz doesn't. So you should be machmir maybe the both shittas. You should have a Shabbos hat which is too big. Now, I brought something along over here. Nylon. This nylon covering. Are you allowed to wear this on Shabbos?
Definitely.
In outside of the Erev. In Rosh Hashanah, it's nice to wear this. Oh, so it's made for the hat. Now, what you've told me that it's made for the hat is actually the biggest problem because it's not a beged. And if it's not a beged, it's made for the hat. It's not made for your body, in which case you might not be able to wear it. So let's talk about that. Rosh Hashanah Orbach says it's bottled to your hat. So it is a beged. In which case, you can wear it, and it only bottle to your hat if it's tightly wrapped. If it's not tightly wrapped, it's loose. A kosher saver's bag, I see some people using, might be an issue on Shabbos. But something like this, which is very tightly wrapped, is okay. Rosh Hashanah says it's okay. However, the Sheva HaLevi says, no, when the rain stops, people take it off. In which case, we're scared that the rain will stop, and you'll take it off, and you'll carry. The Egros Moshe says, because it's not a beged, it doesn't add to your body warmth, it doesn't add to your body covering, it just covers your hat. That's a problem. So, the person has come up with something called a Shana coat, which covers not only your hat, but also covers your entire body, and the hood is bottles to beged, which is most of the time, which makes the whole thing considered a beged. And if you wear this on Shabbat, even the Moshe Sarabim Doraisa, absolutely no problem. One more thing. Minchas Yitzchok says this is the problem because. Because the reason why this is a problem, the reason why this is okay, because, not okay, sorry, because the people, as soon as they get inside, as soon as the rain stops, they take it off. In which case, you can't say it's not a beged. People don't wear it as a beged. People wear it as a protection alone. What's it protection for? Not your body, it's protection for your hat. hats, not a hat.
So it's bottom to the hat. Hatch.
If it's bottom to the hat, what's your problem?
He says, it's not bottom to the hat, you have to take it off.
No,
you don't straight away. You don't treat it as a beggar. People take it off. It's a piece of armor. It's an unpractical, ugly piece of armor, which is not permitted to wear.
Stop the rain coming through to your head.
What about the ladies who wear...
So ladies wearing a bonnet. This is not the same. Ladies wearing a bonnet. Our hats are relatively waterproof. Walk out in the rain, you won't get wet. A lady's shaitel, it lets water through. In which case, wearing the bonnet over the shaitel, not only does it keep them warmer, but it also stops water coming onto their heads, which our hats do without the...
It's a beggar.
Is it? People take it off straight away, says the
minister. A shaitel?
No, a shaitel cover.
Why is it the plastic? Because it'll cover your head from getting your head wet.
It does, the hat already stops your head getting
wet. Yeah, but once it rains enough, it'll soak through comfortably.
Oh, so then you have something to talk about, so Shemazam. But all these posts, there's other problems you might take off, and the rain starts. Now, Hazara, otherwise, we're going to go way over time. Again, starting from the beginning, Hazara, everything. Wearing two begodim at once, be careful not to put on your hat and jacket and couple in the same go. Wearing two hats is kosher as shikha. You should be careful. There is an idea not to wear your hat into the bathroom, especially if it's miyuch v'tefillah. It's got a similar din to kittel. It's derech tamid yechachomim tamid eyem tzedekah v'chaim. Everybody to wear a hat. If somebody is not noyeg to wear a hat, nishas rabim, we are aiming v'yodini limcha, is definitely roy to wear a hat. If you don't wear a hat, says the Oren Tzion, you should at least, if you're being Shliach Tzibur or getting Alina Toy, you should at least have a big couple which covers over Rosh. I don't think my couple is big enough. You have to have one of these. You've got a big enough couple. Dibri Yitziv says, Yireish Shemayim will walk around with a hat, and being Minag Shaitin Mashbi Alina, Rav Nachman Bobit says it's not nice to not wear a hat. You should have clothes set aside, a hat set aside, like the big, like Kohen Gadol, who wore a hat with Doimet, bringing Makrif Karbonis, which is what the Tefillah representing. One Bracha says, we should be wearing a big day gehenna, which includes a hat. Somebody who wears a hat and he doesn't have it, it's the last minion in town. You have a machlekes of Shem Zaman says, daven with a minion, Rav Chaim Ganevsky says, go home, daven with yechidus with your hat and jacket. You should not daven in your work clothes. But if it's the correct place in the correct time to daven, and you can't get away, for example, on the rail lines, then you can lechachila daven with this. And until Ashidayim, we said you can wash without a bracha from your hat. If you touch a place which is mechus, you have to wash again. The inside of your hat, says the Be'er Halacha, is tzarech iyun. Birkas Hamazon, you should wear that. Where the Aruch Hashulchan says you only need to wear a hat and jacket if you're davening with a kodesh bracha. The Rav Chaim Kinesi Ozian says all the time. Rav Scheinberg says a jumper is good enough to be considered a jacket. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the Ikka Kapeda is on the hat and not on the jacket. Wearing a jacket is the minhag ha'olam. The Mehena Shalosh, wearing during Alamechia, for example, the stipler Rav Chaim will say that it's Roy Dale, which they themselves always wore, and Makbid, only a hat, I saw Rav Chaim, not a jacket. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg say you don't need to. Shabbos, the Shas Achilan Zmiras, the Arizal says, there's an idea to wear a hat with a string. We don't need to if you're in an Erev. If you're not in an Erev, you should make sure your hat is stuck on your head and extremely tight. It says from this component so that it can stand up to a Ruach at that time, a Ruach Mitzuyah. If it's extremely windy, it has to be very tight. This only applies if you're not wearing a kappel underneath. If you're wearing a kappel underneath, if you're not wearing a kappel underneath, the Mishnah Berurah says it's absolutely fine. You can pick the cap up off the floor and put it on your head, no problem, no issues arrive. Or if your hat falls onto the car, you should get on the car, try not to look crazy, and come back off with it on your head. You can wear a hat, sorry I forgot to mention, you can wear a hat on Purim, it's okay, Shiva Hanavi says it's okay, you can wear a funny hat. Hat which is why the tefach we spoke about big machlokes. Basically, our Shabbos hat. I'm going to skip to the Shabbos hat. Shabbos hat. Rav Eliyoshiv says it's okay because you're not having kavanah at sale. You're only having kavanah for religious purposes. But this in Kabbalah says it's hard. You should make sure it's not a tefach wide. If it is a tefach wide, maybe you should wear it slanted backwards, or you can turn the brim up like me. Strymal. I'm yet to see one which is 9.6 centimeters. It would probably be very heavy. Nylon, to walk out with nylon, we have a big machlokes close from Shlomo Zalman says it's okay. Minicha Sikha, Shayla Halevi, Igris Moshe say it's not, you should get a Shayna coat. Gaya.
Very nice.